Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. When it comes to boosting testosterone, all vitamins and minerals matter. What I'm going to do is take a look at vitamin A as it pertains to maxing out natural testosterone levels. So you've probably heard about vitamin D as it pertains to testosterone optimization. But in this, what I'm going to do is look at vitamin A, which has some pretty impressive research to suggest that it plays a pretty crucial role in testosterone production. Vitamin A has been shown to raise testosterone, increase dopamine sensitivity, lower excess cortisol, and also lower prolactin. But how much vitamin A should we be aiming for per day? Should you be supplementing with vitamin A? So stay tuned as we uncover vitamin A in greater detail. Now, what about carrots? Are carrots considered a good source of vitamin A? Well, it's interesting, when we look at carrots, although 100 grams of cooked carrot contains about 17,000 IU of vitamin A, that's only 852 micrograms of retinol activity equivalent, or RAE. Whereas if we look at 100 grams of pan-fried beef liver, that contains about 26,000 IU of vitamin A, or 7,700 micrograms of retinol activity equivalents. So this is another example of why meats and organ meats are much more potent than plant-based sources of minerals and vitamins. So many people talk about the benefits of eating liver. This is another example of why liver is such a good source of nutrition, because it contains highly bioavailable nutrients already in their bioactivated form. And so we really don't need to be even consuming that much liver per serving. We can even have less liver and still hit our RDI of vitamin A. So let's take a look at the scientific evidence. Now, if we look at vitamin A and how it impacts testosterone, vitamin A deficiency is associated with a decreased functioning of the Leydig cells. And so animals consuming a retinol deficient diet actually experience testicular shrinkage. Now, vitamin A can regulate Leydig cell differentiation, converting progenitor Leydig cells into functional Leydig cells, meaning more functional Leydig cells are produced with adequate vitamin A. Now, retinol is such a powerful testosterone and growth promoter that when vitamin A and iron are given during puberty to short stature boys, they have the same growth results as when given testosterone oxandrolone or Anavar, a steroid, after 12 months. So clearly we can look at vitamin A as vitamin anabolic, you know, vitamin A being, you know, a shorthand for vitamin anabolic. So let's have a look at how vitamin A may impact thyroid hormones. Now, vitamin A deficiency interferes with the pituitary thyroid axis by, number one, increasing the synthesis and secretion of thyroid-stimulating hormone by the pituitary gland. Now, before I get into understanding these different hormones, I really want to outline why it's so crucial to get your blood work done and assess your thyroid hormones through a routine blood assessment. Now, this should be done about twice per year. And so when we start to see a rise in this thyroid stimulating hormone, or TSH, this means that our health is being compromised. And so in my opinion, the sweet spot for TSH is between 0.75 and 1.5. Now, in addition, we can see that vitamin A deficiency increases the size of the thyroid gland itself. It also reduces iodine uptake by the thyroid gland and aggravates thyroid dysfunction caused by iodine deficient diets. It also impairs the synthesis and iodinization of thyroglobulin, and it also impairs the conversion of T4 into T3. Now, how does vitamin A impact cortisol? Well, most people think of magnesium as the most potent mineral to lower cortisol. But if we had a look at how vitamins impact cortisol, we can see here that vitamin A lowers active cortisol levels. Now, we can see here vitamin A can help to lower excess cortisol by reducing 11-beta-HSD1 activity. So we can see how vitamin A interferes with the conversion of the inactive form of cortisol, which is known as cortisone, into cortisol. So vitamin A blocks the conversion of cortisone into cortisol by interacting with that 11-beta-HSD1 enzyme. So we can see that vitamin A can help to lower excess cortisol by reducing this enzyme activity, and 11-beta-HSD1 becomes upregulated with age and disease and contributes to anxiety, depression, fatty liver, insulin resistance, muscle wasting, Alzheimer's disease. And so vitamin A helps to control cortisol as we age, and especially during stressful situations. Now, what about how vitamin A can impact dopamine? Well, interestingly, vitamin A functions in the regulation of the dopaminergic system in the brain and pituitary gland. So what this study identified was that vitamin A increases dopamine sensitivity by increasing the dopamine D2 receptor, and low D2 can lead to slow movement, low energy, reduced well-being, and also happiness. Now, this is credit to Men Elite Hans Amato. Now, dopamine also helps to lower prolactin, and drugs that help to lower prolactin are D2 agonists. So greater D2 sensitivity should help to better regulate the hormone prolactin. And if you're wondering what prolactin is, I've actually done a video on prolactin on my channel, and you can learn about how prolactin can put the handbrakes on testosterone production. So how does vitamin A impact testosterone levels? Well, the steroidogenic acute regulatory protein, STAR, is the first rate-limited enzyme in testosterone production. Now, it transports cholesterol into the mitochondria of the Leydig cells, where it's converted to pregnenolone by P450 side chain cleavage. Now, vitamin A promotes both these enzymes, not just in the testes, but also the adrenals, the brain cells, and epidermal cells, or the skin cells. Now, phosphorylation of STAR, especially SER194, actually has been demonstrated to be indispensable to obtaining the maximum cholesterol transferring activity of STAR for steroid biosynthesis. Now, vitamin A is involved in the phosphorylation at that position, thus upregulating STAR. Now, Bear in mind, this STAR enzyme, or steroidogenic acute regulatory protein, is actually upregulated by a herb that I'm a big fan of, which is cordyceps mushroom. So cordyceps mushroom also upregulates the ability for our body to convert cholesterol into pregnenolone and then eventually into testosterone. So it's actually a beneficial thing to see a rise or an upregulation in this STAR enzyme. So now you're probably wondering, should you be supplementing with vitamin A? Well, if we have a look at the best food sources of vitamin A, I personally think that we can get it through food alone. And so we can have a look at the best sources of retinol, which include chicken or beef liver, cod liver oil, which is a semi-supplement, not really a supplement, and animal fat, including dairy and eggs. So we can get quite a decent amount of vitamin A from our diet. And so if we do decide to supplement with vitamin A, I would definitely hope that this is only done under medical supervision and also as verified by a blood test. So supplementing with vitamin A should be either retinol palmitate or retinol acetate. Now, no more than 10,000 IU of vitamin A for 3 months at a time. And please ensure that you get your blood work done to ensure that you're not becoming toxic in this fat-soluble vitamin. Many vitamins are actually considered fat-soluble. Vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K2. So this is why we need to be doing routine blood testing to make sure that we're not toxic in vitamin A, since toxicity can actually leave you feeling more fatigued. It can actually worsen thyroid function and also contribute to other side effects as well. So also bear in mind that when zinc levels are low, toxicity is more likely to occur. So that pretty much wraps up today's podcast episode. If you learned something new, please do me a favor and leave a 5-star review for the podcast channel. Otherwise, guys, thank you so much for listening in. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.